is part of the measures at checking the activities of incidents in parts of the country. It's a counterterrorism awareness campaign material. It's translated into various languages, and it's been distributed in neighborhoods, in the media, and so forth and so on. It provides useful tips and other telephone contacts for citizens.
What is the rationale behind it?
It's one of the several measures that are being put in place. And this has been up and coming for a long time, because even before now, we've been having community awareness and civic responsibility campaigns from the National Orientation Agency, in addition to workplace peace orientation programs. So the rationale is to ensure that citizens become more aware and are able to join and participate in the efforts at stamping this insecurity out of Nigeria and for good. It is also to assist towards solving the issues in the middle, in the Northeast.
Is this a nationwide sensitization campaign?
Of course, yes. It's nationwide, and all strategies, all offices of the Nigeria Police will have the facility. All the offices of the National Orientation Agency will have the materials to be distributed, either by word of mouth, interpreted by word of mouth in areas where people cannot read, or as in local languages where people can read English and the rest.
Will this be on the different social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and all that? Will that be inclusive?
Yes, it will be on social media and also the National Information Center website.
There are some reports, although unconfirmed, I can't confirm them, that suggest that some military officials in Nigeria have been found guilty of aiding and abetting Boko Haram or supplying them intelligence information. What do you say to that?
This is, like you said, speculative and unconfirmed. The military has an internal way of handling issues. And in this matter, if there was any issue related to that, it would have been taken to the public space by the military itself. What we know at the moment is that court-martial, as is being said, what I understand, is part of the structure of the governance of the military. And they can court-martial their officers in various ways. It's not like we have in the civil service various mechanisms for checking negligence, indolence, and other administrative miasma. So what I think, to my mind, I'm not aware, and I have had a meeting just a little while ago with the Director of Defense Information. He couldn't confirm it, so it's not confirmed. These are still speculation.
Opposition groups have been critical of the administration for not doing enough to improve security in the country. How do you react to such criticisms, especially when people are saying that they are insecure because of the violence perpetrated constantly by Boko Haram militants?
Well, it's good that you said various opposition groups. You know, opposition would always want to latching on some misfortune to celebrate its own capacity, even if it does not have. But what I can say clearly is government has risen to the challenge of the moment by deploying and seeking help. If government was not doing anything at all, you wouldn't have sought for help internationally. You wouldn't have mobilized its own international assets towards providing security and rescuing the girls. And, you know, this is an asymmetrical confrontation where you don't even know the enemy. And you know that if it were a frontal confrontation, the Nigerian army has capacity to even do better than most armies in the world. It's ranked 6 in peacekeeping and peace enforcement. This is a relatively new dimension, and Nigeria is willing to get help from any source that can enhance its own capacity. But that is not to say that they are not there. The cooperation that various governments have offered has recognized the capacity and professional competence of the Nigerian military, and therefore they are even in the lead of the search for the and rescue of the girls in question, and also in towards providing security nationwide.